26 minutes to 7, and Tyson Goldsack has been a star for the Collingwood Football Club, premiership player, and this weekend, Tyson will play his 150th game. He joins us in the studio. Congratulations, mate. It's a great achievement.
Thanks, guys.
Hello, mate.
Yeah, morning. It's been a long time coming. I think 10 years to the day it is, so it's been a lot of up and downs and quite some good ups, so hopefully another one is... this weekend's one of those.
Very elite bracket to be a premiership player and play 150 games.
You say that again, and it was a ripper too. We'll get to one of the highlights of my life and Tyson's life out. We're going to get the audio of him kicking that first goal in 2010. Hey, Tyson, you're in here as well because...
That'll be a crackly old tape. We'll have to dust that off.
Lou Richards was
not as crackly as the Tigers.
Got one back over the net there.
There we go.
The good old times.
Tigers.
We'll have to have one of those dream sequences. Where we get the harp out.
Mate, I think EJ said, when your recent history surpasses Fitzroy's as far as finals appearances, give me a call, will you?
You better win something soon. See what he's been reduced to.
It gets nasty, Tyson.
He does.
You don't want to corner
him.
He's agreeing with us.
I'm level-headed.
Absolutely.
Ever been given a kicking lesson at training or in the rooms after
We've had
the game?
A couple of quiet words about it.
Have you?
I've no doubt over 10 years. Yeah. I'm certain.
Well, Tice kicks him well. CGU.
got the tick of approval.
No, he does. He kicks a nice goal. 10 a.m. on Sunday at the Tan Track at the Botanic Gardens. CGU's Move in May. It's an all-inclusive fun run walk, 4Ks or 8Ks. It welcomes anyone who believes in equality and inclusion, regardless of sexuality and or gender. Now, you can buy tickets online at the moment for $30, with money raised going towards preventative programs that will be rolled out at Junior Sporting Codes. And this is what we're trying to do, stamp out homophobic language and behaviour. And it's a really good cause. This weekend is a big cause in that area of society, in that we're trying to just get people to realise, just calm down. Everyone wants to play sport. We're seeing a lot of kids, particularly with the women's sports coming through now, to just ease up on the gender sort of stereotypical old ways of sport. And you're one of the ambassadors for this, Tyson.
Yeah, perfectly said, Ed. I've been part of it for 2 years now, and the movement's been great. I mean, and Ange Green, who runs it, you can't not love her. And like you said, it was odd hot day yesterday, and you can see the amount of support that's growing, but it's still, you have to get back to the grassroots and where it all starts. And you hear about these young kids who were playing sport or team sport, and then they realise they might be gay, and they move away from sport because of it. So, and it's just wrong, I think.
And Ange Green, of course, sad. Russell Green's daughter, and Roxy's, of course, and Stephen Green's sister. And the situation is her other brother is gay. And she just looked around at her life and her brother's life and everyone else's life and realised that her brother was just being marginalised. And interesting, yesterday at a school, a kid who's a leadership, in a major leadership position, got up and declared himself as being gay. He came out. The entire boys' school gave him a standing ovation. So how much has that changed, thank God, in society where you've got a boys' school that once upon a time would have been leading the way of bastardisation, if you like, hazing, as they call it. Now it's giving a kid a standing ovation.
I'm glad to hear that, Ed, because, Tyson, it's always been my thought. All the people I've played sport with along the way, that to me would be the situation. It would be a standing ovation if someone, decided they felt strong enough to come out and do that. I couldn't imagine anyone I know that would feel uncomfortable. In fact, would feel overwhelmingly positive about it. So it's great someone like you's out here talking about
it. And that's the thing, Darcy. And we speak about it at the club, and we would be very accepting of it. There's no doubt about it. But then it's the subconscious language that we might use, and using, like, if you're gay, in a derogatory way. Yeah. And it's just these little subtleties that maybe put people on the back foot and think, oh, maybe it's not okay to come out. But it absolutely is. And that's why we're trying to spread the word as far as possible and as young as possible to get people on the right track.
Well said.
Can I just say, I think this event unfairly discriminates against me.
Why is that, Mick?
Well, because I would like to be involved, but I can't run 4 or 8 Ks. is there a category where I can just do a lap around the town?
If you want to come along, you can stand with me on the corner.
Can I have a stroll? Can I just walk one lap or something to show I'm on board and not have to run the 4Ks?
I'll tell you what we'll do. If we don't win on Saturday night, Tyson can piggyback your end.
Yeah. No, here's the trick. It starts and stops in the same place. So you just go to the start line and then maybe start moving, but then just, back off to the finish line and be there for the party at the end.
Tyson, I'm seeing a great photo of you in front of the Golden Gate Bridge. Not easy to find that bridge.
You're an idiot, Luke.
So well done to you.
Luke went all that way and took a photo in front of a different bridge.
You can't.
It happens more regularly than you would think.
And he tried to ride it. He said, I'm not leaving here without riding my bike. bike across the Golden Gate Bridge. I said, well, you are, unless you ride another bridge. Unless you ride the Golden Gate Bridge.
Unless you're wanting to get to Oakland.
Some idiot pointed me in the wrong direction over there.
It's the red one. It's the big red one.
Who would have thought it would be golden, the Golden Gate Bridge? What were you doing over there, mate?
So we were there for, it was my Bucks weekend actually in Vegas, and we went to San Francisco. I was with Woody, and Woody's obsessed with Blink 182. So he goes, I'll come to Vegas if you take me to Blink 182 in San Francisco, or if you tag along.
So who was that with?
With Woody, Cameron Wood.
Cameron Wood, yep.
So he got down there and saw some sights and went to Alcatraz, and it's a great place, San Francisco.
Ah, San Francisco is wonderful. Now, of course, your wedding caused a lot of consternation for one of your teammates in James Aish.
Yeah.
Because that was that famous photo of Aishy with Morgan Mitchell, his girlfriend, the Australian champion in the 400 metres,
yep,
where he was walking with the umbrella over his own head while
and
Morgan...
poor Morgan looks like a drowned rat.
...appeared to be sort of without chivalry from her boyfriend. What happened?
Right. Well, he had the umbrella the whole time and didn't even give her a little piece of it the whole time. That's what I hear. But no, he...
Don't debunk this.
James is one of the nicest men you'll ever meet. So I went back on the next day to clean up after the wedding and saw the exact spot where they were pictured, and they were just undercover. So it must have been right in the moment when he's taken the umbrella back because they're undercover, and they've snapped him, and he's copped a fair bit of abuse for it.
He copped it for days.
He looks suspiciously dry, and she looks very, very wet, though, Tyson.
That's the look. Morgan's going with the wet look for the day, I think. That's what it was.
I notice now that your wonderful mum, Wendy. Wendy is one of those mothers of a player that you love having around the club. She's in everything. She's like salt and pepper.
Yeah. She'd be a bit like Nathan Brown's mum, who wrote a book, Nathan Brown, My Son the Footballer, or Juddy's mum, who sung a song about Juddy.
Don't give her any ideas.
We love Wendy. Wendy's there. She wears Tyson's jumper to the footy, and she's got on Twitter now, which is dangerous because she's a superstar touch typer.
Yeah, she is. She can touch type with the best of them. But it's not bad. It's not bad on because you've got 140 characters to use, and that's it. So she's capped. I don't know if she realizes it yet, but I was saying on Facebook, she can type for days, and her status is 3.5 pages long. So. The fact that she's on Twitter is not the worst.
And I mentioned Wendy because, of course, famously she did back you to kick the first goal in the 2010 Grand Final replay.
She did.
When you came in. You started on the bench, so it was a good bit to have a go at. And this is what happened.
So this will test it to kick the first goal in the Grand Final. Not too many. Probably not even here. Goal South Texas.
Yes, good boy. And you started as a full forward as a kid. You were playing full forward
Played forward and more centre half forward as a junior. And I was just trying to get on the field, really. I was pretty ordinary growing up, so I just take wherever they gave me. Insane. Mum also had $5 to me for best on ground, so she's not the greatest punter going around.
StandUpEvents.com.au. Move in May. Tyson Goldsack, a great ambassador for equality, and get out and support that. 4K or 8K run a lot, Mick. You can stand on the corner and just get behind equality. Yeah, sure. Good on you, mate.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Yesterday you're standing in the guard of honour for Lou Richards.
Yeah.
Tell us what it felt like from a current day player's point of view, and what did you know, and how much influence has Lou had permeating through the football club? Clearly, he was very close with the older people at the club, but what about the younger blokes?
I think it's great when you think of our club and the rich history that it has, and Lou's been a huge part of that I've been there for a decade, and everything just gets referred back to what kind of person he was, and to hear it from other parties outside of the Collingwood four walls was really strong, and it just kind of embedded to us kind of how great he really was and the impact that he had on so many people. And the fact that we're standing there like, look at us, like, I've come from Pakenham and all of a sudden I'm standing on Flinders Street seeing off one of the great people in the football world. So it was a huge moment. And Ed, you spoke unbelievably well. So to sit there in the pews and St. Paul's and listen to you speak about him was a touching moment. So,
Thanks, man.
Well said, Tice. Smart move from you. Good review. 17 minutes to 8. You mentioned Blink 182. You saw them live in San Francisco. And Rosie, you got a bit of a Blink 182 song.
New to the hot breakfast. This is Misery.
This is for Cameron Wood.
If you're listening, Cameron, this is for you.